Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And a lot of things to get into here today as well. Some very important things happening down the state capitol that you need to be aware of. And so we'll touch up on some of those things, catch up on some of those things as well. Let's open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you would bless the program. Pray that you would use it for your glory. Help us to encourage believers, Lord, and help us, Lord, also to make a difference in somebody's life today and point people to Christ, Lord. We just thank you. It's the reason not only for the why we celebrate Christmas, but, Lord, why we do the things that we do, we just as believers. So we just pray you bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, want to thank you for listening to us today. It's Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit us there. I want to mention coming up on Christmas Eve, we have our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service, and we are meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road, and you'll be able to find us in the conference room. We'll be just spend a little time on Christmas Eve. You know, it gets kind of busy and kind of hectic with their people's holiday schedule, with shopping and parties and family get-togethers and things like that. And we just try to provide something to give you an opportunity to relax a little bit and come back to what the real meaning of Christmas is and talk about the birth of our Savior. And so we meet at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve. That's at a Monday this year at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road, and we'll sing some traditional church Christmas carols, and we'll share some testimonies, and I'll also be reading The Birth of Christ as Recorded in the Scripture, a little booklet that I put together some years ago, which just carries the story of the birth of Christ running from Old Testament prophecies to their fulfillment in the New Testament. And there's nothing added to it. It's just Scripture. It's all in one readable format. In fact, if you are interested in getting a copy of that, I have it available on our Facebook page. It's also available on our webpage. You can find it on our webpage at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And when you get there, just scroll down. You'll find a link not only to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. You can see that there, but also a link for where you can get a free copy online of our booklet, The Birth of Christ as Recorded in the Scriptures. So you can download that for free. Some people already have, and we offer that every year. And so I encourage you to check that out. That's either at our website, livewithpastoral.com, and or our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. Well, and of course, you're invited to all of our church services, of course, and we meet, our church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. As I said, 5171 Brecksville Road. We meet every Friday night. We'll be there tonight from 7 till 9 p.m. It's an open Bible study where you bring the questions. We have refreshments, and it's just kind of informal, and we talk about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio. And also then on Sundays, we meet there as well for our church services, our morning Bible study at 10 a.m., and currently we're looking at proofs of God's existence. And then at Sunday morning at 11 a.m., our morning service, where I'm currently preaching through the book of Ephesians, And then on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., our Sunday evening Bible or our service where I'm preaching through the book of Zechariah. So invite you to come out and visit us all then. Of course, you can find all that out and links to all these things if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. Well, I wanted to get to something here today that this is very important. I've devoted a bit of airtime to this, and we've had guests on. I know we've talked in the past with Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance, and you can find them at OhioCA.com. That's OhioCA.com. And we've been talking a lot and some other people about the House Bill 36, the Ohio Pastors Protection Act. And I wanted to bring that up on the program here yet again today. And it's important because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible says in verse 12, and we've mentioned this on more than one occasion, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And then also over here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse number 1, starting in verse 1, the Bible says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Now, I read that passage there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, as well as in Ephesians chapter 6. And we live in a day where we can see a spiritual battle taking place. And now is not the time to lay down. I know Christmas is coming, and people are getting excited about that. You know, we're planning for our Christmas Eve candlelight service, and families are planning for things, and family get-togethers, and shopping, and presents, and all that sort of stuff. But we have to remember that we are in a battle. We are in a battle against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we see this in our government. And that's why Paul was asking that we pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And there in Ephesians 6, where Paul was praying or talking about wrestling against the spiritual wickedness in high places, he tells us that we need to take a stand. And so I guess that's what we're trying to do here with House Bill 36. That's the Ohio Pastor and Protection Act. Really should be called the Ohio Pastor and Church Protection Act, because unfortunately, some of our own people, there's some good people out there, people that I love in the Lord, that have given up on this. In fact, I was distressed and dismayed to read something this morning that suggested that there's nothing more we can do with this bill, but that it is essentially dead, and that it is, it's too late for it. We just got to wait till next year. In fact, let me take a look here. The statement here said that as each day passes, the chances for this bill to move forward in the remainder of this lame duck session wanes. At least we can look forward to next year, when a new administration under Mike DeWine will be friendlier to religious liberty than the Kasich administration has been. Now, while yes, it is getting worse and worse for this bill, and this bill is important. I'll touch on that in just a minute. It's something that will act as a protection, a safety fence around Ohio's churches and pastors. But the idea to throw in the towel and think that it's over. There are still sessions scheduled for this coming week at the Ohio State House. And they said, thank you to the many who submitted testimony supporting this bill. It's apparent that we will need the testimony of many more pastors to bolster senators claiming to support religious liberty while not voting for them. We will simply take a quote from lifelong Browns fans, wait till next year. No, I am sorry. While I agree with much of what was said here, we don't want to wait till next year. For one thing, we have a good bill. It's passed through the House. It's been through the House committee and then that general session. It's passed. It's in the Senate Judiciary Committee right now, and it is one vote away from going to the Senate floor vote, which can all take place in the beginning of this coming week. The session is not over. This is not the time to wait till next year. This is the time for God's people to get involved and pick up a phone, or if you don't want to pick up the phone, you can simply go online. It's very easy. This is the easiest. It can't be easier. Just go online to ohiosenate.gov. That's ohiosenate.gov. And when you get there, there's a menu thing with three little horizontal lines. You click on that. And when it comes down, you click on the heading committees. And then when you get to the heading for committees, you just simply scroll down. You find the Judiciary Committee labeled there. It's in the middle of the page, just a couple down lines down. You click on that, and there's the Judiciary Committee for the Ohio Senate, and the members that are on that, the senators are on that. And you can go, for instance, Matt Dolan, who's Republican, vice chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, right here in Cuyahoga County, representing much of Cuyahoga County, the southern portion and various parts of Cuyahoga County. You can simply connect or click on his name, and it will come up. He covers over to Strongsville and then up on the, I'm not sure where out all on the west side he covers, but it kind of reaches around the outer suburb ring around Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. And when you click there, you'll see that. And when you go there, all you have to do is click on the button that says contact. And when that comes up, like I said, it can't be much any easier. There's a form. You fill in your name, you fill in your address and your email and all that sort of stuff. There's a box that says subject. You go down and click, I want to share my thoughts on an issue or a piece of legislation. Then after that, there's a message box. You put your message in there and you click the thing that says you're not a robot, and then you click the send message button, and it's out. It goes to him, and his office will read that. His staff will read that. Or if you prefer, and probably the most effective is you can call him directly. And if you want to call him directly, his phone number is there. You can reach his office. You can leave a message, and you can ask Senator Dolan to stop opposing House Bill 36 and to allow it to go to a Senate vote. You can also go to Senator Bacon, who is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and ask him to bring it to a vote. This is not the time to say, well, wait till next year, you know, gave it the old college try, take a quote from the lifelong Browns fans, wait till next year. No, this is not the time to wait till next year. Now, maybe after next week, if it doesn't go through, that might be time to think about that, because the session is going to come to an end. But the Ohio Senate is having is meeting this coming week, and Senate President Larry Obaugh has indicated that he wants House Bill 36, the Ohio Pastor Protection Act, to be voted on in the committee so that it can have a floor vote. Now, whether or not Mike DeWine will be more friendly and favorable to legislation like this, and whether or not the Kasich administration is or isn't going to be friendly to this, we don't know all that for sure. But what we do know is we're basically one committee vote away from seeing this go to the Senate, and that can all take place in the beginning of this coming week. But what it takes is for God's people to make a contact and to get in touch with your state senator, get in touch with the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Bacon, get in touch with the vice chair of the committee, Senator Dolan. He's supposed to be a Republican. Ask him to stop opposing this bill. Get in touch with the Senate president, Larry Obaugh, and simply leave your message. Call and leave a message to your state senator urging them to vote for House Bill 36, the Ohio Pastor and Church Protection Act. And, you know, if it comes down to this, friends, if they do not get calls and emails and such not from you people, then this bill will die in the committee. This bill will die. It died in the last session of the state legislature. It is there and it's on life support, but it can still be passed this coming week. This is not the time to lay down and say, well, better luck next time. The sponsor of the bill, Representative Nino Vitale, has indicated that he is not going to be trying to push it through again the next time. So who will put it through the next time if not him? And if it goes to somebody else, will the bill be changed considerably? Here's the problem as I see it. As I said, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It uses the term wrestle. Wrestle involves grappling, getting a hold of your opponent and overpowering them. And that's what the devil is trying to do. Unfortunately, Senator Dolan has been pinned to the mat by the pro-LGBTQ alphabet soup community, and he has bought into the idea that this bill is discriminatory. Now, here's the problem with that. The LGBTQ activists are trying to paint this bill as unnecessary, unneeded, redundant, and discriminatory. And of course, they point out that the Ohio Constitution, the Bill of Rights the First Amendment guarantees our freedom of religion, and of course the Ohio State Constitution. In fact, in the Ohio State Constitution, Article 1, sounds like the Bible, huh? Article 1, Section 7, the Ohio State Constitution explicitly says religion, morality, and knowledge, however, being essential to good government, it shall be the duty of the General Assembly to pass suitable laws to protect every religious denomination in the peaceable enjoyment of its own mode of public worship and to encourage schools and the means of instruction. Now, it says right there, it's the responsibility of the state legislature, that's the Ohio House, the Ohio Senate, to pass suitable laws to protect every religious denomination. Notice it didn't say pastors, it didn't say ministers, it said every religious denomination. That covers pastors, that covers ministers, that covers churches, that also covers rabbis, that covers synagogues, that covers every religious denomination in the peaceable enjoyment of its own mode of public worship. Now, this is where this is important, and this is where Senator Dolan and others who oppose House Bill 36 have been pinned to the mat by the enemy. Remember, we're in a spiritual battle. We have the guarantee of freedom of religion in this country, but the LGBT community has been targeting churches. They admit that they want to target churches. There is an effort out there to use this issue as a means of targeting churches. And as far back as 2014, there's been articles that have appeared that have said that the government should force churches to perform same-sex or to perform gay weddings, same-sex marriages, and these things are in the works. In 2015, in the oral arguments of the Obergefell decision, I guess it should be pronounced as the Obergefell, but the Obergefell decision. In the oral arguments, Justice Samuel Alito asked then Solicitor General, United States Solicitor General Donald Verrilli, whether on the model of the case with Bob Jones University, where they had banned interracial dating and marriage, they were threatened with loss of their tax-exempt status on the basis of civil rights acts. And so Verrilli was asked if this same thing, in fact, said in the Bob Jones case, the court held that a college was not entitled to tax-exempt status if it opposed interracial marriage or interracial dating. So would the same apply to a college or university if opposed same-sex marriage? And this is what then Solicitor General of the United States Donald Verrilli said. He said, you know, I don't think I can answer that question without knowing more specifics, but it's certainly going to be an issue. I don't deny that. I don't deny that, Justice Alito. It is going to be an issue. And then we have the United States Commission on Civil Rights. And in 2016, they issued a report called The Peaceful Coexistence, Reconciling Non-Discrimination Principles with Civil Liberties. Now, that sounds all well and good, but the chairman of the commission, Martin Castro, he makes it clear in his comments that he believes that civil rights directly trump the First Amendment rights, such as the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and all that. And let me remind you, all of those First Amendment rights, the Amendment 1, the First Amendment, is all one sentence. And the freedom of speech and press and assembly and a right to petition the government for redress of grievances, all of that is supportive of the freedom of religion that the First Amendment talks about. And this is what Chairman Castro, Chairman Castro, United States Commission on Civil Rights, said in 2016. He said in Obergefell versus Hodges, the United States Supreme Court recognized that the 14th Amendment grants civil liberty to full marriage equality, same-sex couples throughout the nation. Prior to this ruling, during the commission's briefing, panelist and University of California Davis Law School professor Alan Brownstein referred to government recognition of marriage equality as a moral necessity. Do you see where they're going with this? A moral necessity, not just a civil right, but a moral necessity. And then he says this: religious exemptions to the protection of civil rights based upon classifications such as race, color, national origin, sex, disability status, sexual orientation, and gender identity, when they are permissible, significantly infringe upon these civil rights. See where he's going here? He's going in the same direction of the Bob Jones case, where religious exemptions of civil rights, the right to anybody to marry regardless of racial groupings, that was used to threaten to take away the tax-exempt status of a Christian university. And so as a consequence, he is saying that all religious institutions basically should not be able to infringe upon these civil rights. And so he says threats to civil liberties cloaked as religious freedom protection bills, that would be like Ohio's House Bill 36, are emerging in dozens of states and localities across the nation. By approximately 2016, or by early 2016, approximately two dozen state legislatures were considering at least that many bills which aim to limit Americans' access to marriage rights. Now, you catch what he's saying, aim to limit access to marriage rights. That's where they're going with this, based upon religious exemption. He says that this is a thinly veiled attempt to turn back the clock and will fall to constitutional challenges overboard and motivated by animus. Well, we had testimony by Alana Jochum of Equality Ohio on I believe it was November 29th, saying that, well, there's nothing for churches to fear. We're not coming after churches, forcing them to do same-sex marriages, unless, of course, you know, they open up their facilities to other groups. And she said as much in an NPR interview in February of 2017. Well, we need to get active. We need to pray about this. And let me encourage you, check us out online and on our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al, and contact your state senator. Urge them to vote for House Bill 36. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.